Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shazam.
Cool.
Jesse, this is a special friends episode. Would you want to ask me what we're going to talk about?
Special friends. No, I don't think I will.
Oh, okay. Well, you know I'm getting slightly obsessed with the Canada-US border and the quirks of the border.
I did not know that at all.
Well, we do keep doing border episodes. I've got we're going to talk about the weird Point. Have you ever heard of Point Roberts?
No.
Well, you're gonna learn all about it.
Oh God. Okay.
Just climb down, baby.
Per capita export value.
Libraries. Minister, are you embarrassed by your behavior today?
There's a lot of bleeding hearts around.
Do you have the fortitude or the gonads to stand up and come across here and say that to me, you son of a bitch?
Just watch me.
He certainly went too far, Mr. Speaker, when I saw him stick his tongue out.
Contemptuous. Disregard.
More than a slab of bacon talking here.
The disappointment you also feel is my responsibility.
I lost my temper.
What is the nature of your thoughts?
The word was F-A-R-T.
Hello and welcome to Canadian Politics. It's Boring. My name is...
This is Special Water. Friends.
They know who we are. I know, but it was the first half of this is going to go out. I'm Reese, the immigrant who can't vote, and with me is Jesse Harley, the apathetic Canadian who only just votes.
That's true. Just because, like, just out of guilt. I don't think it makes a difference. Honest to God, I don't. You know.
I know. Yeah.
So, especially anyway, if we're talking oh my God, the Green Party leader. What's his name? Jordan Wilkie. Yeah, I remembered his name. Look at that, me. Let me go. I'm happy.
Yeah. Exactly. I think
he did convince me that most of my votes wouldn't count unless it was for the Green Party.
Good politician. He's just being a good politician. So.
Exactly. Hi, special friends. How are you guys doing? What's going on over there? I can't talk on the Patreon anymore because it logged me out, and I need Reese to be conscious and not working for 30 seconds. Because if I try to log in, it's going to send a confirmation code to his phone, and I'm like 5 hours in a different country away. It's very hard to navigate. So I'm sorry I haven't been in the chat for a while, special friends. I'll see if I can coordinate that.
Kicked out for bad behavior.
Actually, here, hold on. I got him right here. I'm going to do it right in front of you. You ready for this?
What am I supposed to be looking at?
I don't know. It's going to send you a code to your phone.
Okay.
Continue with Google. Here we go. And it's all in Spanish. Okay.
Jonah, this is probably not a good thing to do at the beginning of the episode of a podcast, to be honest, Jesse. So STD zone, what am I going to talk about? I am hurting all over my body because I spent all day yesterday cutting down trees, moving trees, doing all my wildfire prep for the house, building a fire.
Like a moat?
Pulling all the dead twigs and branches and fallen trees and cutting them up and burning them safely, so that if the wildfire happens again, my house is better protected because wildfires are a thing.
That's smart,
so
I'm just actually
working my ass off with my new chainsaw. My steel chainsaw is a 250 with a 16-inch blade.
I don't like you with the chainsaw. I don't.
It's recommended for farmers, so that's why I got that one. So I imagine they use it to cut cows up, but I'm using it on trees.
Jesus Christ, trees.
Apart from getting kicked out of your own Patreon, what have you been up to, Jesse?
I'm in. Yay.
You keep sending pictures of people playing volleyball. He's not answering. He's trying to avoid the truth.
No, I've been great. It's just been living beach life. It's been fantastic. I've been wandering up and down the beach. I've been learning French just the past couple of days
in Spain.
Yeah, you know, like it's. I decided not to learn Spanish because I was only going to be here for 2 weeks. I learned enough Italian in 2 months to order a coffee and a bottle of wine and some glasses, and that was it. That's pretty much all the Italian I learned in 2 months. You know, ciao, buonasera, voglio uno decaffeinato, caffè macchiato decaffeinato, de porta via, per favore, e una bottiglia di vino rosso e due bicchieri, per favore. Grazie mille. That's it. That's all I know in Italian. And I just thought, you know what, like I didn't spend that much time learning Italian. That like one of my goals by the time I hit 45 was to know French, and I don't know French. So it just dawned on me, I was like, I can start learning French right fucking now. And so I do. I just go up and down the street in the sun by the beach and do a little French lesson. It's been great.
Perfect. Great. Yeah. That's wonderful.
That's what I've been doing. What have you been doing?
It's good. I just told you and you were listening.
Oh, right. The whole beach, the fire thing. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That's actually exactly. Really smart, honestly. I don't know. If I were you, I'd build a moat. I feel like that'd be a little.
Why?
Just a little more protection. You know, and
fire can blow.
You can make a really wide about
fire, not invading Anglo-Saxons. Fire doesn't care about siege warfare. Fire will just still come over anyway. But anyway, let's talk about Point Roberts.
Okay.
So you've never heard of Point Roberts?
I've never heard of Point Roberts.
So if you live in have you ever lived? You used to live in Vancouver, didn't you? Or BC?
I lived in Vancouver for Burnaby. Burnaby. I think Burnaby's in Vancouver. It is, yeah. It's a neighborhood in Vancouver. So for 4 months.
Okay.
Like 20 years ago. So I don't know if I'd consider that living there. I guess it was like an extended stay.
You were in a state of suspended animation for 4 months.
Like I was in Italy for 2 months. I don't know if I'd say that I lived in Italy. You know what I mean?
Okay,
like
it's fair enough.
So okay. 4 months in an apartment in Vancouver, it's like a lengthy visit.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's fine.
And it was, I was a child. I was 21 or whatever. And, it was kind of madness. But, I was the story. I told you about that when I was bribed, by a guy. I was volunteering at the Vancouver International Film Festival. And I was bribed by someone to take one of the posters from an indie film. Did I not tell you that story?
No.
No? I'll tell it real quick because I think it's funny. So I'm
No, you did tell the story.
I think I
no,
did. Did. Yeah, I did.
You did tell
you the story, you're just saying that because you don't want to hear it.
It sounds like an amazing story, Jesse. We just don't have time. Maybe we'll do a whole episode on it sometime in the future with no specific commitment. No, you did tell me the story.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Anyway, So Point Roberts, 22 miles south of downtown Vancouver, or 35 kilometers. And it's an area, it's an American enclave on the Canadian border.
Wait a minute. I'm sure we didn't do this. What is it called again?
Point Roberts. We have Point Roberts. Let me show it to you. Let me show it to you.
If you want to enjoy us and support the show and enjoy the rest of the content we have on Patreon, go to patreon.com/ Canadian Politics is Boring, where we have hours and hours and hours of episodes that you have never heard before and that you can go and enjoy. We also enjoy having fun with our patrons, share links, funny stuff that's going on that we don't necessarily put on our public feeds too. So we hope you will join us there and support the show. But if that's not for you, we'll still be back next week with a free episode.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.